I sat here for like 8 hours trying to think of a way to let everybody know in the beginning of this video that it's not really for the stone cold beginner in Flash. This video is for somebody who already has developed decent skills in Flash, and they're ready to be a Flash rock star and give away or sell files that people can configure and adjust without having or knowing Flash. Yeah. Now, since we covered most of the bases and logic for this kind of functionality in the first tutorial, I'm going to link to it here, and I'm going to suggest that you go and watch that first tutorial about making .txt configuration files. If you would like to understand exactly what we're doing, maybe you're not understanding exactly what we're doing, how we set up the file in Flash, because all I did was I kept pretty much the same Flash file from the first tutorial. The .txt config files. Remember, it had this script that was loading in a .txt file and then parsing out the variables inside of it. I just took the same file and made it work for XML. So it's pretty much the same file with the same elements on stage, and we have a new script now that loads flashconfig.xml file instead of a .txt file. And the script is just a little bit different for parsing the XML out, but you can see it gathers the variables and puts them and applies them to the stage objects pretty much the same way the first one did. So if you really want to understand what we're doing and the code line by line, you should check out the first one that discusses creating .txt configuration files, because I go over the script real well. And if you're not really confident with creating XML and parsing it out and how it all works in the ActionScript 3, I have a really in-depth tutorial at developphp.com. I'll show you where that is right now. That way, if you don't understand how XML works in Flash, the fundamentals of it, you can check out this tutorial. Okay, so since this Flash file, the first one called out to a .txt file, and this script calls out to a .xml file sitting on the server in the same folder as the Flash file. So let's take a look at that. And here it is. It's called flash_config.xml. We open it like the person who would be manipulating the file would open it, usually Notepad. This is what they will see. And a lot of times it's good to, let's close that out. I'm going to create a new Notepad file. I'm going to call it README. And it's going to have instructions in it. Place instructions. And I don't want anybody telling me it's too hard for somebody to go in and change an XML node. It's not too hard, and maybe ordinary people who never used a computer before could not do it. But I see so many people selling and offering awesome free Flash files that are configured through XML, and somebody who doesn't know or have Flash can just go in and change that XML file. I know a lot of people are going to try and tell me that's not a very smart way to give a content editing system to somebody, but this is a way that's used by industry professionals all over the world. And if you really want to know how to be the smartest with it, what you do is you create PHP configuration files, which are more like a content management system that somebody can use, sort of like Joomla, where they log into an admin center, change data, so they don't have to open any TXT or XML files. But this XML method is widely used, so I don't want to hear anybody telling me that this is not an official way to let somebody edit the content or configure a Flash file, because it is. It's very widely used. So this would be, you just file save this as in that same folder with the XML config file as a .txt file named README. Just name it read_me. Save. Close it. Now in that folder, when they download the application, they'll see the README file. They'll open it and it'll have instructions telling them how to adjust this file, which is very simple. They just look for the owner name node and change what's inside of it. The background color node, change what's inside of that. The background size node, then change what's inside of that. Then they save it, put it back on server, and at runtime, the flash file will suck it up and display those configurations. So this file will be free for available. So this file will be free, available for download, as well as the .txt configuration files example we made the other day from developphp.com, and you'll be able to get to the script and all the elements I have on stage here. And this folder will have the download package, will have this README in it, the flash config file .xml file, as well as the SWF and the editable source. Happy coding!